Hi, and welcome to this podcast demo stroke review of the new Power Beats Pro earphones from Apple. So first of all, I'm going to go through a physical description of the Power Beats Pro, including the case, and then we'll go on to a chat about their functionality, etc., etc. So what you get in the box, of course, is the Power Beats Pro, so two Bluetooth earpieces, and they're actually inside already the charging case. You get a lightning cable to plug the charging case in to power to charge up the charging case, and of course the Power Beats inside it. Get a getting started guide, and you also get a little round disc that contains three different types of ear tips to put on the parts of the Power Beats that go into your, or more into your ear canal. So basically that's what you get in the box. And I might just say in passing, the box, because it had a sleeve over the box, it was a bit on the painful side to get the blasted thing open. So just be aware that when you get them, getting the actual cardboard box open is a little bit painful, because you've got to get off the sleeve and then you've got to get the box out of the cardboard top of the box. And unlike the iPhone box, where the actual box just slips out when you hold it up, it doesn't happen with the Power Beats box, of course. So let me just go through a description of the Power Beats charging case. So it's about four times the size, quite large, of the AirPods charging case. It's not wireless, although it is wireless charging case in its own right, but you can't pop this on a key charger to charge the case as you can with the new AirPods case. On top of the case, you've got a indented Beats logo, and on the bottom of the case is an indented round section. At the back of the case, opposite from the side that opens up, you've got a lightning port to plug the lightning cable into, and then at the front of the charging case you've got a rectangular indented section where you can stick your thumb or your fingernail and pull the case up, and that opens up the charging case. And then of course inside the charging case that I've just opened, you've got the two Power Beats Pro, and they're actually nestled in two indented sections, one on the left and one on the right, and they're sort of angled up a little bit with the ear hooks facing up, and of course they're connected magnetically to two pins inside the indented sections. And then if you feel right at the front of the charging case still inside it, you'll feel a basically an indented hole, for want of a better word, and that's of course where the ear tips actually sit into the charging case. So just between and in front of where the two Power Beats are nestled inside the case, you've got a flat button which you can pretty well much feel, and that's the connector button to of course connect the Power Beats Pro to another device such as Android, etc., because when you do open these up near your iPhone, for example, it brings up the traditional dialogue asking you, do you want to connect the Power Beats Pro to your iOS device? And of course you say yes, and from then on it's connected. Now I'll just show you something weird when you do open this case up, and I'm just going to close the charging case, and I'm just going to open it up again near my iPhone here.
Alert, David S Power Beats Pro.
Okay, so heading. David's Power Beats Pro, if I flick to the right,
left AirPod 76 charging,
it actually says left AirPod, as in AIR pod, 76% charging. Flick to the right.
Rug AirPod, 100, charging.
Right AirPod, 100% charging. And flick to the right again.
Charging case, 85.
And charging case, 85%. Charging, and that's it. So I don't know if it's a voiceover bug. This is iOS 13 I've got running on my iPhone, and I'm also running iOS 12 on my iPod Touch, and I get the same reading from this dialog box. So I'm only assuming if it's not text, then the screen reader voiceover is getting the graphics on the screen wrong and calling the graphic AirPods rather than Power Beats. So that's just a little thing. I can still get the percentage, but it'd be nice if it said Power Beats left or right, not AirPods left and right, because these are not the AirPods that are currently charging. All right, so anyway, that's beside the by. Right, just going to close the lid again. So just some information about battery charging from the charging case. The charging case has got 24 hours of battery recharge for the Power Beats Pro earphones. Each earphone can last up to 9 hours of audio play, and I find for myself personally, I can actually just use both of them to practically last all day versus the EarPods, where you only get 5 hours maximum of audio play out of either one of them, out of both of them, and I tend to use one after the other in a sequence because I certainly don't get a whole day of use out of one of them, let alone both. So from a battery usage longevity point of view, the PowerBeats Pro certainly lasts a lot longer than the AirPods. Now, I'm not 100% sure how fast these take to recharge, but let's just say a couple of hours. I could be wrong on that stat. But if you pop them in, I think it's for about 15 minutes, you get a fast charge happening on both PowerBeats Pro earphones, and you get about 1.5 hours fast recharge. Just to give you a description of the PowerBeats Pro earphones themselves, I'm going to open up the charging case again.
Alert. And David is powering.
Ignore the poor dollar from my iPhone. I'm going to take one of the earphones out and shut the case again.
FaceTime.
Thank you, iPhone. Dollar box has gone away. Okay, so the earphone of each of the PowerBeats Pro, of course, there's left and right. So I've kind of got the left one. And if you can imagine a rectangular small shape that sort of goes across your ear, then you've got at the back of the earphone, so the back towards your head, so the back of your head, you've got a little protuberance, a really little round protuberance that sort of nestles into the main part of your ear. And then coming off that is an ear tip, which the actual ear tip rubber overlays go over. And of course, I said there's three in a packet, and there's also one included already on the ear tip on each of the PowerBeats Pro earphones. So that's angled away from that round bit that I first of all said that was coming off the rectangular bit. And of course, that's angled forward to slide into your inner ear canal. So it nestles in there quite nicely. And of course, the different size tips, you can match them to fit how big your ear canal is to get a snug, nice fit. So you don't get that thing that happens sometimes with different earphones. You can hear yourself talk inside your head. Because the actual tips are actually blocking your inner ear canal too much. And then, of course, coming from the front of the actual rectangular bit, so this is the front of your face, towards the front of your face rather than the back of your head, you've got a ear hook that goes up and around and then sits over your ear as an ear hook, of course, to stop the actual Beats Pro earphones from falling off your ear. And then on the top of the rectangular part of the earphones, the PowerBeats earphones, remember this is the part that goes across your ear, you've got quite a nice large rectangular volume button. Of course, the front of the volume button towards the front of your head is volume up, and the back of the rectangular volume button is volume down, and you can press it once to go down increment by increment, or up to go increment by increment in volume, and you can hold the front of it down to go to increase volume smoothly, or press the right of it and hold it down to decrease volume smoothly. And then right on the outer face, on the back of that rectangular area, so still on the outside of the rectangular area at the back of it, you'll actually feel a round button, which is actually the same level as the rest of the case, but it's actually got a nice tactile Beats logo on it. And that's the button that you can press to control your music or to answer a phone call. So if you press it once, it'll start playing audio. You press it again and it'll stop. You hold it in and it will activate Siri. And of course, like the AirPods and your iPhone, of course, this has got the HEY Siri H1 chip in it. So you can say that anytime you like, besides holding in that Beats button to invoke Siri. And then of course, once you've got music playing, if you press the button twice, it'll go to this track. If you press it three times, it'll go to the previous track. And of course, when the music is playing or whatever audio you might have playing is playing, then of course you can also use the magic word HEY Siri to increase your volume, decrease your volume, stop, start. And of course, when a musical track is playing, you can also ask Siri what the name of the track is, etc., and all the other things you can normally do with HEY Siri. I must say, after about a week or two, I find them quite comfy to wear. I've been so used to wearing the AirPods that basically nestle in that outside part of your ear, I found it a bit weird to have another little bit of my earphone inside my ear canal. And initially I found it a bit irritating, but after about a week or two, I'm quite used to wearing them. And of course, having that hook around your ear, particularly in, you know, a busy situation where you're traveling to work or in a crowd, etc., I've got no worries about people brushing up against me sometimes and dislodging the Powerbeats Pro off my ear because of the hook, as opposed to the ear pods, which are just nestled in there. And if somebody does brush up against you, then you're more likely to lose one of them than you are with the Powerbeats Pro. I'm just going to pop one of them on, which is my left ear. And when you pop them on, you get a nice little audio tone to say they're connected, very much like the AirPods. And I should also say that when you are out of Bluetooth range of your device that the Powerbeats Pro are connected to, you'll get an actual audio tone again. And when they're reconnected, you also get an audio tone. And of course, when you take them off, they will stop any audio playing and basically turn themselves off. So let's move on to different ways of checking the charge for the Powerbeats Pro and the charging case. And we've already covered one of the options. Of course, you can, and let me just take my Powerbeats Pro off, otherwise you won't hear anything. Home screen on my iPhone, and touch my status line. Status bar item. Finger flick down.
Water minder. Group.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Today. Spotlight.
To today.
Volume.
And then I'm going to flick around to headings.
Words. Headings.
And flick down.
Today. Nitatmo. Weather. Up next. Activity. Trash day. Dropbox. Batteries. Heading.
To batteries, and I flick to the right.
DW iPhone. 40 charged.
So that's my DW iPhone. That which is iPhone 40%.
Series 3. 100 charged.
That's my Series 3. That's my Apple Watch.
David S. Powerbeats Pro. Left. 79 charged.
So it's only recognizing that because I've got the left one out of the charging case. Let me just quickly open up the charging case and get the other one out. Okay, pop it on the desk. And let's see if it comes up on the list now.
Batteries. David S. Powerbeats Pro. Left. David S. Powerbeats Pro. Right.
Here it is.
99 charged. Powerbeats Pro case. Case. 83 charged.
And the charging case, because I guess I just opened it up and quickly shut it, so it's still on the screen. So that's the other way you can get the charging level. And of course, if I press my home button,
FaceTime,
and ask Siri, what is the charge of all my devices?
Your DW iPhone is at 38, David's Powerbeats Pro at 79, and David's Powerbeats Pro is at 99%. Everything else looks good.
Now, the Bluetooth range of the Powerbeats Pro, basically about the same as other Bluetooth devices. So it's not any better and not any worse. Has about the same range as my AirPods, as well as my Samsung earbuds and my other studio Bluetooth Beats as well. Now, I must say, with the Powerbeats Pro, there is something nice about having that volume control and the Powerbeats button to control volume and playback, stroke answering a call on the actual Powerbeats themselves versus no controls on the AirPods. So if I pop my left one back in my ear and it's now reconnected, I can just press the Beats button once, previously playing some chiller music. So I press it once, starts playing, I press it again, stop, press it again, play, and hold in the back of the volume rectangular rocker. And it's going down until I can't hear it. And if I hold down the front of it on the rocker, going up to quite loud in my ear. Then I'm going to press the rocker at the back of the volume. Beautiful. And just press the Powerbeats button on the earphone once to stop the music. And I won't go through all the other commands because I've done them already. But there is something nice about being able just to reach up and do something with the track, answer a phone call, or adjust your volume depending on what you're doing. And I should say, having both of these in my ear at the same time, I've only got one at the moment, they don't obstruct the world around you like some other Bluetooth earphones do with the inner ear eartips. These allow me to still listen to my environment without blocking the environment out. So they're really good when you're on a bit of a noisy train going through a tunnel, etc., or in an aircraft, or when walking down the street and you've got very noisy buses or trucks rumbling past and you're trying to listen to GPS apps like Soundscape, or you're talking to somebody on the phone. One thing I didn't mention is that either of these earphones, the Powerbeats earphones, have a microphone in either one of them. So you can choose if you wish to use either one of them if you like. You don't have to use them both at the same time. And because they've got a microphone in each one of them, it doesn't make any difference on making and receiving phone calls. And by the way, when you do, you know, press the volume up or the volume down rocker, or you press the beats button on each of the earphones, they give quite good mechanical feedback when you press them. Let me just give you a show of what the recording quality is. So I'm just going to open up Just Press Record on my iPhone here. Open Just Press Record. And double tap on Start Recording. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And stop. Okay, so what we're going to do is take the power beats off so we can hear the recording.
Recents. Heading. Calling name 2014-29.
That's the one. Double tap.
Got done. Play. Button. And
double tap.
Pause.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly.
So not, you know, not absolutely brilliant audio quality, but certainly
play.
Good enough.
Button.
Thank you, iPhone. But certainly good enough if you wanted to make notes. Now, one thing you're probably asking is how responsive are the PowerBits Pro with VoiceOver? So I'm going to pop the left one back in my ear again and grab my iPhone. And go back to the home screen. It's got the Bluetooth in my ear to say it's connected. And I'm flicking left. And the audio is keeping up with me when I'm flicking. So I'm flicking to the right. And if I bring up the Spotlight keyboard and touch on the keyboard, let's want to search for ABC. A, B, C. Okay, so absolutely no pause in using the on-screen keyboard with the PowerBits Pro, I guess because it has the same H1 chip as the new AirPods. It's pretty much instantaneous, as if you're almost using wired earphones rather than going through Bluetooth. So besides being able to do recordings and make phone calls with the PowerBits Pro, if you also want to use the live listen feature, and that's where you can use the PowerBits Pro as a monitoring device. So if you're in a noisy restaurant and you can't hear the person saying, reading out the menu to you, you can pop your iPhone after you've activated live listen in front of that person at the other end of the table, so to speak, and then they can read out the menu to you via live listen, and you can sit there with your PowerBits Pro on and listen to them speak quite clearly through the microphone of the iPhone coming through your PowerBits Pro with you at the, as I said, other end of the table. Sending messages via HEY Siri works perfectly well, and when you're dictating, I'm finding that the dictation works fairly nicely. One of the handy commands I love to use when I'm traveling, and I won't do it now at home because I'll have my address, is using the Where Am I HEY Siri command, particularly when things like the Soundscape app doesn't give you your current suburb location. It only gives you your nearest useless street location, which is pretty useless when you're on a train, about where you are. So I always tend to ask Siri via the Where Am I command just to check what suburb I'm currently passing through on the train from the Central Coast into Strathfield on my way to Parramatta for work. The other cool thing is about the PowerBits Pro is that they're rated at IPX4, which basically means sweat and water / spray resistant, as opposed to the AirPods, which aren't rated at any IPX rating at all. So what I find is when I'm out and about and there's a bit of a light rain shower happening, I don't have to, or don't feel like I have to take the PowerBits off and, you know, save them for not getting water damaged. I can still wear them, and then when I normally get to my destination, just take them off and just get them a bit of a wipe over. I don't exercise enough strenuously to get a heavy sweat in my ears, so I can't vouch for sweating into them, but certainly getting caught on light showers, I've had these ones for about 4 weeks now, they've worked perfectly well, and I probably got caught in showers about 4 or 5 times in those 4 weeks, and they certainly sound just as clear, both the audio and the microphone, than they have when I first got them. The Power Beats Pro is available in various colours, and I'm not going to go through all the colours. These ones that I've got are black. Now, I think currently at this recording, about the middle of July, I think the other colours are currently not available in Australia, but don't quote me on that. But these ones that I got were definitely black. One thing about the Power Beats Pro, which did disappoint me, it actually doesn't work with Find My iPhone, or of course Find My in iOS 13 beta. So you can't locate them if you put them down anywhere, as you can with the AirPods. So that was a little bit disappointing. The other thing that they don't appear to do is come up as an already used device, as the AirPods do across all my iOS devices, i.e. my couple of iPhones, my iPod Touch, and my several iPads. I've had to connect them manually to those devices, rather than having to come up automatically across all the devices. And I should say at the moment, I haven't bothered trying these on the Mac, but I don't see any issue with them. The AirPods with the H1 chip work perfectly well, and I don't doubt these ones, the Power Beats Pro with the H1 chip, will work just as well on my Mac, of course, using VoiceOver. So I guess overall for me, the things that stand out for me over the AirPods is the fact that I get 9 hours out of the Power Beats Pro in total, which basically means I can use them all day. The physical controls, so the volume rocker and the beats button to control audio, comes in very, very handy indeed. The fact that you've got the ear hook over your ear to stop them falling off your ears. And then, of course, the fact that you've also got that inner ear tip going into your ear canal gets the sound much better into your ear than the AirPods. So again, if you're in a noisy environment, that helps tremendously. And of course, the H1 chip, as with the AirPods, works beautifully. And look, it does have a, definitely being a Beats device, a bit more bass. But because I primarily listen to chill out music, audiobooks, podcasts, radio, news information, and only very rarely sort of bassy type music, then the bass in the Power Beats Pro doesn't worry me at all. Price-wise, in Australia, they currently retail for $349, so a bit more pricey than the AirPods with their wireless charging case, but not horrendously more expensive. And I would say if you're looking for a, you know, reasonably comfortable in-ear Bluetooth experience, then the Power Beats Pro is certainly worth a look at. And just another little bit of warning tip, I guess for me, because I was so used to using the AirPods and not having something actually more in my ear, it did take a while getting used to, from a comfort point of view, having something actually in my ear a bit more. And of course, the rubber hook part over my ear as well. Anyway, that will do me for my bit of a chit chat and demo demonstration of the Power Beats Pro. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.